G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Off to Wagga, hey? What a great trip that is.
Looking forward to it, mate. Particularly this Calcutta tonight at the William Farrah with the pool getting upwards of $100,000. So it's going to be a great night. Speaking of cash, though, where it seems like, well, Rory McIlroy's described it as a cash grab. So tell us about this breakaway tour that's sort of, well, I guess you could draw parallels with this European Super League in football in Europe, which was disbanded after, 48 hours. What's this all about in golf?
Yeah, this is exactly the same as that league. It's been on the, I guess, on the agenda for about 4 or 5 years. I first seen it probably 5 years ago, and the actual infrastructure to it is incredible for golf around the world. But it is a cash grab. They've got $1 billion they've put up. They're trying to lure the best players. It'll only be 20 to 40 players playing an event. It'll be 20 events at about $20 to $30 million prize money. But what it'll be is very similar to a Formula One, that you have your team. So Adam Scott will have his team of three players that will play, and Adam will pay them out on their contracts, and then they'll play for the money. I don't think it's going to happen. They're trying to lure, you know, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, a few others, about 6 or 8 players. They're actually starting an event. They've built an office in Florida. They're really trying to get those American players. The European Tour is not on board. A lot of the players in the US aren't on board. But it's $30 or possibly $40 million sign-on fee to do this. But in saying that, the tour had a meeting this week with all the players on the US Tour, and they've been implicated. There'll be a lifetime ban if you take this up. So you can't just go there for 1 year and come back. There'll be a lifetime ban from the US PGA Tour. They don't own all the majors. That's what these players play for. So I wouldn't imagine if the other the European Tour and the majors who own majors put a ban on it also, that any of these players will take that money. But I'll tell you what, $40 million is a pretty good carrot.
So that's just an upfront fee.
Yeah, that'll be an upfront fee, and then you play for 20, maybe more, 20 million bucks a week, and there'll be only 20 players in the field. I reckon I could make some coin from that. Wow. You could run last and still make a couple million bucks. But, you know, a lot of these players are trying to lure.
Is it just on your ranking, Gowie, or is it they're targeting certain players?
Yeah, they're just targeting certain players, and it won't work. The fact is that if you don't have, you know, the top 20 players in the world, it won't work. We really do switch on. Especially when Tiger was around, we switched on to watch Tiger play. We watched Phil play. We watched Ernie play. Now it's Dustin Johnson, you know, those type of guys, Spieth, Rose, Fowler. So if those guys aren't the field, no disrespect, because I was one of those players that was just a number at 120 down the list, but I was happy to play and not be seen. I'll take the cash and go home. So, you know, but those guys pop up and win at different times, and then they play their way into it. But golf's full of history, we must remember, and that all these guys are after is putting their name on the claret jug or winning the US Open or donning the green jacket. That's what they're after. And so this money, I know it sounds all good, but I'm pretty sure that the big names won't go.
Right, so they'll knock it on the head pretty quickly.
Good. Yeah, well, it's been in the works for 5 years. They've been talked, they've spoken to Adam Scott, they're Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, as typical, he's just putting a bit of spanner in the work. He said, I'm 51 years of age, why wouldn't I go? You know, I've really got to take a look at this. But the guy's worth he's $500 million, half $1 billion he's worth. So, you know, why would he go seriously?
Yeah. Gowie, that's what I was going to say. Like, surely golf as a sport would love the fact that this doesn't go ahead, that these high-end players, the top-ranked players, actually have that love and respect for the history of the game and for the tournaments that are already there. And again, you're not talking about guys making no money versus now they're going to go and make their $40 million. These guys are still making a truckload. But surely the history of the sport, and I'd like to hope cricket to an extent, is exactly the same. The current player remembers why they sit where they sit. It's because of the people that come before us. It's because what's happened to the game before our time. Surely golf's in a great place if that's what the current champions are saying and thinking.
Yeah, it is. And golf's quite unique in that sense. You are an independent contractor, but that will be taken away from you if you play in a league. So you become part of soccer, rugby league, all the team sports, where golf is, you can play 1 week if you want. If you're eligible to play, you can play. If you don't, you don't. So that'll be taken away. But the history thing to me is the main thing for players. They really want to put their, you know, their name on that. And think about Tiger Woods. He's trying to get the Jack Nicklaus's record of 18, and that's what really drives him. That's the thing that drives him to, you know, all these, through these injuries and the pain and the stuff he goes through to get there. So I can't imagine it happening, but who knows with money. You know, money makes people do really, really strange things.
Yeah. Poor old Hannah Green, she was close to winning an event in Singapore last weekend, mate. But
That's great. She's really had a good year, like a solid year without winning. And, she's carrying the flag. I had a few people reach out to me this week about Minji Lee. What's up with her? There's nothing up with Minji Lee. Her putters, the ball's just not going in at the moment. But when it goes in, Minji will start winning again and win a lot. I think it's a confidence thing, and that's what golf is. It's the game of confidence. So Hannah Green is building and building and building. And the best thing for Australian women's golf is for these two to play well, because they drag the rest of the tour along. So it's fantastic. She is fantastic for golf in general. Like Kari Webb was golf in Australia. Hannah Green is on the way to maybe not the records of Kari Webb, but she is definitely on the way to more majors, that's for sure.
Gary, who are your early picks for the PGA, buddy?
Yeah, we've got the PGA 2 weeks away at Keir Island. This is a windswept golf course. My early bets have been Daniel Berger, $41, John Rahm at $13, and Matt Wallace at $151. These are all guys who can flight their ball down. If the wind gets up, which, we're 2 weeks away, they're predicting wind, is that if it's windy, this golf course is an absolute beast, and you have to flight your ball. It has to be low. It has to, you have to be in control of it. So it's not a week-to-week event that you play on the US Tour where you can, launch the ball high and have the ball stop. This is a real golf course. You're going to have to manoeuvre your way around and be quite creative. So they're my early bets. I'll go closer when we're there 2 weeks away. We've still got a couple of guys who have got to get back out and start playing before I have a look at them.
The Wells Fargo this week, mate. Who do you like?
Yeah, the Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo. This is an interesting one. All the best players playing this. Rahm's playing this. Webb, Thomas, you name it. Molinari, McIlroy, Phil, Bubba. They're all playing. But predominantly in the last 10 years at this golf course, we all talk about how tough it is. And it's a ball strikers golf course. And I think guys like Hand, Homer, Harmon, Holmes, guys that Ernest, that you guys haven't heard of, have won this event. So I'm going to go a little bit wider this week with Abraham Anser. This is a guy, he's a good player, won the Australian Open. He's at $34, and Harold Varnon is my roughie at $57. One of these big-name players possibly won't win this event. They never seem to step up this event. And that's why this Premier Golf League, is probably not going to work, because these guys like an Abraham Anser and a Harold Varnon that you guys haven't really heard of can step up and win golf tournaments.
Beautiful, mate. You go and have a good weekend.
Thanks, fellas.